When I was a minister still with a congregation, I caused some consternation and a bit of confrontation when people heard me use the C word. Now, I used it not just once, this was no accidental slip. I used it a whole bunch of times, I really let it rip. I thought I'd get away with it. I'm male, middle class, and white, and anyone will tell you that I'm usually polite. But three wise men anonymously said that it was them or me, they wouldn't stand for it anymore, so I was shown very politely to the door. That C word causes such offence. And it's fair enough, I guess. Christ was pretty offensive. He left that temple in a mess, kicking over tables and whipping those who oppress. And what else can you do when you have to preach from the Bible each week and Christ and his mother just keep banging on about injustice and hypocrisy and greed, and at Christmas time we read about their life as refugees? It's not my fault the little child didn't grow up meek and mild. Christ wanted us to do stuff, or at least to try. And our leaders to lead us in justice and compassion in this world of refugees, there'd be no rotting in detention, and we'd stick to 1.5 degrees if we only had a Christian Prime Minister. Now, I know, we've already had a few. We've got lots of thoughts and prayers, and that's going to continue if I had to take a punt with our pray for rain Prime Minister and his coal won't hurt you stunt. Well, neither does a cigarette, until you burn it. You smarmy, and he continues to pray for rain to Mr. Fix-It in the sky, but why? After World War I and World War II, and you know I could continue. Wouldn't it be strange if God got off his bum for climate change? Came down here to rearrange the weather or sucked all the carbon up into heaven to make it all better? Prayers for rain are vanity, unless we stop the fossil fuel subsidies. Where are the leaders who will lead us, not misdirect and deceive us? But for every disappointing Prime Minister, there's a Miriam and a Byron and a Jackie and a Jess. There's Lisa with one eye and Lisa with two eyes, and there's all of you, I'd guess. There's Tony and Rachel and Pia and Pete, and there's people living up and down your street. You might have never heard of them, they might have never heard of you. Christians, Muslims, atheists, Jews, straights, LGBs and TIQs. All us scraggly little mustard bushes getting up off our tushes. So whether your C word is Christ or compassion or climate or community or country, say your C word loud and clear. Live your C word. And let's put the fear of true democracy right up the jacksie of the fossil fuel plutocracy.